This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When film director Roman Polanski was detained in Switzerland last month, one of the strongest critics of his arrest was the French culture minister, Frédéric Mitterrand. Now, Mr. Mitterrand, a nephew of the former French president of the same name, is in the midst of his own scandal. He's being criticized for passages in an autobiographical novel that describes paying boys for sex in Thailand. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Mitterrand's problems began when he defended Roman Polanski after the filmmaker was taken into custody in Switzerland on a 30-year-old U.S. arrest warrant. Mitterrand wasn't the only French intellectual to stand up for Polanski, but no one else seemed quite so fervent about it.
Roman Polanski est un cinéaste de réputation internationale.
Mitterrand called Polanski's arrest horrifying, saying the filmmaker had been thrown to the wolves for an old incident that wasn't really relevant. There's a generous America that we love, said Mitterrand, but there's also one that scares us, and that's the America that has shown its face. French elites tempered their support for Polanski after polls showed the average Frenchman thought he should face justice over what he'd done. Our so-called intelligentsia lacks modesty, restraint, and impartiality when one of its own behaves badly, wrote Le Figaro newspaper. The affair died down again until this week when on a late-night political talk show, Marine Le Pen, daughter of far-right Nationalist Party leader Jean-Marie Le Pen, dug out a copy of Mitterrand's 2005 autobiographical novel and read excerpts set in the brothels of Bangkok.
Monsieur Frédéric Mitterrand, le ministre de la Culture, a écrit en 2005 un livre qui s'appelle La mauvaise vie.
Mr. Frédéric Mitterrand, culture minister, described his pleasure in sexual tourism, all the while knowing the perversity of the system. It's in black and white right here. And this man's a minister.
Soon, everyone was reading the same excerpts online, although no one had bothered to notice them in his book for the last 5 years. Le Pen called for Mitterrand to resign, and in a bizarre political matchup, members of Mitterrand's Socialist Party joined the far right in attacking him. And no one missed the ironic connection between l'affaire Mitterrand and l'affaire Polanski. Jacques Miard is a parliamentarian.
Je ne vois pas pourquoi il y aurait des individus qui seraient attrait devant les tribunaux.
It seems there are two justice systems, one for ordinary citizens and another for artists, authors, and ministers who consider themselves above the law.
By Thursday, the pressure had become so intense that Mitterrand scheduled an appearance on primetime television to defend himself. While the nation waited for him to speak, television news shows ran stories about all the Anglo-Saxon politicians who had gone down in moral scandals.
Le gouverneur de New York, Elliot Spitzer.
Last night, the soft-spoken Mitterrand, who is openly gay, spoke to the nation to defend his job and his honor. He admitted that he had paid for sex in the past, but that his book was not an autobiography and that homosexuality should not be confused with pedophilia.
Je condamne absolument le tourisme sexuel qui est une honte.
I absolutely condemn sexual tourism and pedophilia, which I have never participated in any way. Those accusing me of this should be ashamed. This distortion of the facts is unjust.
As for Polanski, Mitterrand said he still supports him, but he's toned down his language. He said emotion overtook him the day the filmmaker was arrested. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.